Oh, hey, we're back and we're talking about what today?
Music, baby.
Music. Now, there's no certain topic. There's a few different topics that we're going to talk about. First one being, Devin, hit us with it.
Hey guys, so we're going to do something a little unconventional today. Instead of starting out with our favorites or what we love, because I think that's what most people would naturally do.
Right.
We're going to start out with name three artists that you think are either way overhyped or just plain terrible relative to their popularity. Heather?
Taylor Swift.
You started this channel. Give us three artists and why. So you got one right off the bat.
Taylor Swift, just, I don't like her. Like, when she first came out, okay, it was cute. I can't stand her. Don't know what the hype's about either.
I like a handful.
I won't lie, there are a couple of songs by her that I like. And speaking of music, I do like this song. So we can enjoy that. So this song is called The Walk by Christian Scott. It's a great song. Obviously, you can hear it. It's a vibe. So, here we go. Another artist I don't like. Let me think. One that when I turn the radio on, I just want to turn it. Nickelback.
Everyone wants to care about someone. Right. Everything rings so far away. Every song they sing sounds the same. They sound constipated, which is not a style I like. I like a handful of Taylor Swift songs. But Nickelback, pass.
Right. Somebody else I'm not crazy about. Like, there's so many that I don't like to just narrow it down to three.
Especially today.
Yeah, that's what I'm struggling with.
Any mumble rapper. If I can't hear what you're saying, I'm not getting what you're putting down.
Some of these rappers...
I'm not feeling what you're putting out.
I used to be a frequent rap listener. And right. Some of these rappers, I don't know who they are.
Yeah, Lil Baby, DaBaby,
okay,
Baby.
Okay, DaBaby's pretty good.
Who was your third one?
Honestly, Toby Keith, probably.
I am proud to say... I don't know a single one of his songs.
They're all the
Confession,
same.
Confession. I'm not saying they can't sing. I'm not saying that they don't have talent. I don't know why. I'm not even saying I don't like their music. All male country singers sound exactly the same to me.
Yeah.
I'm not even saying they sound bad. Like, sometimes the Southern drawl, you know, it's kind of sexy, actually, but they all sound the same to me. You could tell me something was by Toby Keith, Tim McGraw, Garth Brooks, any of these men, Luke Combs, they all sound, Luke Bryan, the Florida Georgia Line, they all sound the same to me.
You know, I did think about another band that, like, they're okay, but I don't understand what the hype is. Dan and Shay.
What do they sing?
Something about tequila.
When I taste tequila.
That is it.
Maybe
that is it. Yeah.
I hear it at DeBerg every time I go, and I want to puke.
Also, another one I don't like. See, what was the struggle for me was narrowing it down. Now that I'm starting to be like, I also don't like this, this, and this. Meghan Trainor. I don't like Meghan Trainor.
I didn't like All About That Bass, but I liked the next one.
No, I don't like her. I don't know what it is. Just something about her just really hits that nerve with me.
I only like one of her songs, but I like her style. She has like a really pretty pastel motif always in her videos. It's pretty, but I only like one of her songs. And I can't remember what it is, so it ain't that good.
Right.
Jacob, who's someone that's super popular that you just don't get?
MGK.
Same.
Yeah.
And what I also, okay, so even music aside, because music is really like subjective. Well, this is subjective too. I don't find the man attractive. Mm-hmm. Women are super attractive. I watched him in The Bird Box. He didn't have a butt.
G-Eazy.
No butt.
G-Eazy
has an attractive look. You know, if you really like the Danny Zuko, I'm working on a bike in Greece look. Mm-hmm. He's got that look down. He's more dragging than MGK. Oh my God.
Yeah, he's really hot. I saw him live and I was honestly I had like a little stroke or something when he walked out on stage.
Is that what they call it?
Man.
Because I know you said he was your celebrity crush for sure.
He's one of them, yeah.
No, but people like MGK a lot and I don't get it. Am I good to go with my three ones?
Absolutely.
I got one more.
Oh, dude, Jacob, go ahead.
Rascal Flatts.
Yeah, I don't...
One or two, but when I was in middle school, I got tired of high school girls crying to "What Hurts the Most," like so close.
Yeah.
But here's the thing: they bring a sense of warmth to me because my friend, my best friend Ashley, her mom is Sherry. She's a real good friend of mine. Rascal Flatts is her idol. She loves Rascal Flatts and she always plays him, and it makes me think of her, and it makes me like him a little bit more. But they're not the greatest. But I mean, the woman still has a flip phone she's had since 2005 that plays one of their songs, and it's cute. No. Can I go with my three ones?
Please.
Okay, I hope everybody listening has not heard of these three people. Three artists that I can't stand that are super popular. Oh, there's G-Eazy right now, Heather.
Yes.
I don't know if that was a coincidence or not, listeners. But, okay, I hope none of you have heard of, and Heather and Jacob can be the meter here. We got a man, we got a woman, you know, we got all types of music involved here. Have you guys ever heard of Creedence Clearwater Revival?
I feel like I've heard the name, but I don't, I'd have to hear a song.
Have you ever heard a song called Bad Moon Rising? There'll be bad moon on the rise. Yep. I feel a memory flowing. Yes. Oh my God. Okay, let's start with the three parts of music. Instruments. The instruments are not played well. They're not polished. They sound scratchy. The voices, equally if not more scratchy. The lyrics, I can't understand what the you guys are saying. I thought your song was called Bathrooms Are on the Right for 23 years. You're not singing clearly. You're not enunciating your vocals. Your guitar is scratchy, off-key. You've been around for 50 years and you're a popular band. This band has a lot of other hits other than just that song. Our friend Drew actually really likes them. That was in an awkward situation where it said they sucked. And I was like, oh, Drew, maybe we're thinking of different people. No, we were thinking of the same people. I said, instruments off. Voices off. Can't understand what you're saying. Okay. Creedence Clearwater Revival. Okay, another artist. Elvis. My best childhood friends. We are not childhood friends anymore. For a very specific reason. But his mother was obsessed with Elvis.
The magnet lady.
Yeah, talked about it last podcast. She's from South Korea, and you wouldn't think that they... I mean, you can listen to whoever you want, whatever country you come from, whoever you are. I'm a man, but I mostly listen to women. But I was surprised that she knew an American artist so well when she spent her first 30 years in South Korea. It wasn't a judgment thing. I just was kind of like, oh, okay, you know some American shit. And she goes, oh, I do, Devin. I know American shit. I said, that's the first time I've heard you cuss. And she went, oh my goodness, oh forgive me. And I'm like, what? No, she's the lady with the Elvis magnets. Dude, she was obsessed with Elvis. I heard every Elvis song ever made. Her husband, Scott, a white man from America, learned about Elvis albums he didn't know about from her. She grew up in South Korea. And I thought that was amazing. But guys, I don't get it. He is an attractive man. But it's on the
way. They want to put me to sleep. They put me to sleep.
It puts me to sleep.
Yes.
And I'm like, boring. Okay, number one. You guys don't know me that well. I haven't been doing this podcast but just 2 or 3 weeks. But I'm a small town bar guy. I do like to go out. I am a cosmopolitan liberal type of guy. But I'm also a Midwest small town type of guy. And so I mostly go to small bars and I know the people I party with. I'm surprised I haven't been murdered for this. I hate Johnny Cash. This artist is... Oh, you just heard it. I knew it. I knew one or the two or both. This is the most revered artist in America, I think, other than Elvis. And guys, help me out. I don't know if there's a message or a comment function on this app. Point me to something about this man.
Page.
Yeah, Heather just advertised. I'm blogging it out just because she gave permission. Go to Heather's page and comment me. I don't get this man's appeal. I'm not hating on anybody. I don't hate any artists. An artist is a great person. They put out their shit. This man has the gargliest, gravel-roadiest voice I've ever heard. he sounds like I do when I'm going to Taco Bell at 3 in the morning when I shouldn't be driving. I said his voice isn't good.
Always on a lot of drugs. That's it. Lots of them.
I don't judge him for his drug use. I judge him for his bad music.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Have you ever seen the movie with Reese Witherspoon?
No, that was the first Reese Witherspoon movie I wasn't into. I'm actually a Reese Witherspoon fan. Legally Blonde, I fell in love with it. Legally Blonde 2, I fell in love with it. Sweet Home Alabama, I fell in love with it. Just Like Heaven, I fell in love with it. And then she went brunette. And I went, okay, well, you know, she still looks great. Don't care about looks. What's she going to do? Oh, a movie about this guy's music? Reese, what are you doing? I loved Reese Witherspoon so much, my parents thought I loved Reese Witherspoon. That was not the case. But they thought that was the case, and my mother bought me a portrait-sized picture of Reese Witherspoon and put it on my bedside table.
Well, that was sweet.
Which I replaced with a picture of Zac Efron from Tiger Beat. But that's another story for another podcast. But yeah, I love her movies, but I haven't seen that one.
You should watch
it. Okay, be honest, Heather. So, I hate his music. Would I still like the movie?
You would. I really do. I think you'd like the story. It explains...
Okay.
It explains everything in his life. Like, literally. It's literally an acted out documentary.
Okay.
You would like it.
I do like life... I'll tell you what. I actually believe you. I'll tell you why. I like movies about a person going from nothing to being successful.
Yep.
And people... I get made fun of for that.
My friend Connie
and I watch movies once a week. She's a great friend. I love her to death. If you guys know her, Connie's a great person. But Connie's like, you need to see the darker side of humanity. And I'm like, I like inspirational movies where somebody comes from nothing and has everything. Right. So, yeah.
No, I really think you would because it's just a really deep... It's really good. I think you would like it. It's a good story.
And I like Reese Witherspoon.
She does amazing.
Not in a way my parents hoped I liked Reese Witherspoon, but I really like Reese Witherspoon.
Jacqueline Phoenix is in it. He plays
Joaquin.
Joaquin.
I've heard he's had a lot of problems, but I don't care about that either. If it's an inspirational story, I'll watch it.
Yeah, it's amazing. I like
Hopefully this was a good segment, you guys. I'm not as good as this at Heather.
I got one more.
What's that?
Jacob got something, guys.
And I'm sorry for everybody that knows, because I know everybody does, the Beatles.
I don't think they're the greatest either. I like 3 Beatles songs. I do. They're good songs.
All of them.
My friend Carissa, who's Connie's daughter, she's a big hippie. And I love, shout out to Carissa, you're one of my best friends, and Connie is too. And Ashley that I mentioned earlier, and Sherry. But Carissa loves the Beatles, and they're good, but I don't think they're like... second best-selling artist of all time. Good.
Oh my god, no, because they're first. That great. I'm just kidding. I love... What are your songs that you know?
I like 3. I've heard probably 20. I'll guess, right. Mostly from Carissa. Shout out. Love you, Carissa. I like Here Comes the Sun.
Love that.
Because
my
to listen to it in the morning.
Yes!
I like that. I like...
That's my favorite.
Imagine by John Lennon. I know that's not Beatles, but he's one of the Beatles. That's a really pretty song.
Yes, that's a good song.
And I like the one Ferris Bueller sings on that float. Oh my god, please. It's a really upbeat number. Krista plays it all the time. What is it?
I want to hold your hand?
No. Now I don't want to hold your hand. Come on, mama, shake me now. Shake it on, baby. Twist and shout.
It's called Twist and Shout.
Okay, yes. Carissa plays that all the time when we used to go to the bar, and I those are the 3 I like. What do you like of them, Heather?
I like Strawberry Fields. I like Lucy in the Sky of Diamonds. And my favorite is Here Comes the Sun. It reminds me of The Parent Trap, because I believe that song is in there.
Oh, I love that movie.
Me too. But yeah, so... Next subject.
Only one it doesn't like.
Like I said, I only like a handful.
Okay, so if you had a week... 5 days... No, we'll do 7. 7 days. A different musician each day to spend the day with. Who would it be? 7 people for each day of the week. Or you could do 14 for a day and night.
So a band for each day.
Yeah, a band or a musician.
Dancing when the skies go blue.
This is from One Tree Hill.
I don't like that show because it's so dramatic, but Chad Michael Murray is so hot. Oh my god, do you guys know who he is?
Girl, yes.
Oh my god. He's in Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen and A Cinderella Story.
Two of my favorites.
Oh my... Oh, me too.
Love teen... Yeah.
Your sister likes this movie too, and that's why I like your sister, because she knows everything that I love. I was amazed by it. Unless she was faking it. Unless she
No, she definitely...
You really don't think so?
No. No, she definitely... Like, me and her, when we were growing up, we're the same age. So we were into a lot of the same things, and... We always watched those movies. That's real life. Yep. We shared a room, so that was that. Now, Devin, what have you ever been to a concert?
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite concert you've been to?
That I've been to. This singer, so you guys laugh as much as you want. I like old music, so probably most people that I've anchored don't know any of these artists. The best concert I've been to was Shania Twain. She's a country singer, and she's my favorite country singer. She does not sing my individual favorite country song, wink, wink, spoiler alert for later.
Right.
But she is my overall favorite country singer. She is sexy, confident, down to earth, not materialistic, not bitchy or snobby, you know, sorry for the language. She performs great. She is full of energy. She is a country singer that I love. A lot of people kind of diss her and say she's not country, and I...
She is.
To me, she's as country
as... If Taylor Swift is country, then...
Yeah. And I don't even hate Taylor Swift, but Shania Twain is way better than Taylor Swift.
Ugh.
How about you, Heather? Best concert?
Well, honestly, I've been to quite a bit, and this is not because he's my favorite. It's just honestly the best show. G-Eazy. Jacob was even like, Jacob's been to Lollapalooza for crying out loud, and he was even like, yeah, that's one of the best performances I've seen. It was cool. Just, he kept the show so alive.
I only know one of his songs by Bebe Rexha, with Bebe Rexha. Since I don't know him well, what are his best ones?
I can't pinpoint that. He put out an album not too long ago that's different for his style, and it's not really rap. It's like a...
Because I thought he was a rapper.
Yeah, he is, but he put out a different... Like, that song that was playing earlier, that's one of his different songs. But... Go when the
stars go blue. I really like that one, even though I have no interest in that show whatsoever. That's a good song. Now, this next song I know by heart. You sing every person in this room.
Yes.
Heather, Jacob, right? Do you not... Is this not a shower song
this
for you?
This is. Every time I'm in the shower, literally.
Really?
I have a shower playlist.
What about you, Jacob?
He's probably not really into it, but...
No.
This is my theme song.
You don't know this one?
You today. You're so good to me, I know, but I can't change.
It's a good one.
Look at me like maybe I'm an angel underneath. Innocent and sweet. One of the greatest.
Jacob's missing out that he doesn't know this one.
This, I feel like this is like a 90s anthem song. Like,
yeah. Oh my god, before the end of this, Jacob was gonna add it to his shower playlist.
I don't envy you. I'm a little bit of everything. All rolled into one. I'm a bitch. I'm a lover. I'm a child. I'm a mother. I'm a sinner. I'm a saint. I do not feel ashamed. I'm your hell. I'm your dream. I'm nothing in between. And no, you wouldn't want it any other way.
No, that's a great one.
Take me as I am. Yes.
Jacob, what's your best concert?
Nine Inch Nails and Jane's Addiction.
I want to see
who
both
was that?
Of them. Nine Inch Nails.
I've never heard of them.
We can play them.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Have you heard of Jane's Addiction?
Yeah, we listened to them.
Yeah, their album cover was a little wild.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah,
Nine Inch Nails, Jane's Addiction was by far the best concert.
What was great? Did they... A lot of costume changes, dance routines.
This guy is just his own band. He hires a new band for every performance because he doesn't really have a band.
You've got to have a core band. I mean,
he created all of his.
He's the main person.
Typically, when they give you a record contract, they give you a band.
He is the only person that is.
Nope. That's what he's most famous for.
Is the only single blood that's left.
He just gets a new band for each concert that he does. Like, he hires a new band.
And I don't know, it's just the vibe of the concert, just how the songs play, and the crowd, the whole aroma is.
I think that's one of the things that drew Jacob to me in high school, because I like, he's like, oh yeah, well, you've heard one song, the most popular, and I was like, no, I've heard, blah. I just started naming off all this whole album. He's like, oh, okay, I'm an idiot. I do not feel, this was the popular song when we started dating, and he's like, oh yeah, everybody knows that song. I'm like,
that's the only one everybody talks about.
I've never heard of this band, but what genre are they?
It's like alternative, yeah. Electronic.
I'd say alternative.
Oh, I like electronic music. This is electronic music?
No, it's not. It's alternative metal.
The background, he has all kinds of different electronic sounds going
certain
on.
Certain songs.
Yeah, like, you have to play the Great Destroyer that's just like, it goes a little crazy. It just depends on what song you get.
I'll find a better one.
I didn't say nothing was wrong with it. I just.
He redid Johnny Cash's version of Hurt.
No, that's his.
Oh, yeah. He did this song, and then Johnny Cash.
Oh, Jace loved that song. When we would drink out in the garage when they lived with us, Ashley'd go to bed, and Jace would be like, well, I'm going to keep drinking. And he would play Hurt by Johnny Cash, and I would say, I'm going to go pee. And then I'd come back inside when it was closed over. So their version couldn't be, much worse than that.
This is one of Jacob's favorites. This is the perfect drug by Nine Inch Nails, everybody. Oh yeah, we never did the last topic I named. So if you had 7 days to spend, and each day you got to spend with a new musician or band, who would your lineup be? 7 people. Or bands, 7 days. And you know, they can be dead. I mean, that sounds morbid, but they can be dead. Mine would be Mark Wahlberg. Oh, he's not a singer. He's an actor.
Yeah, he had a rap.
Oh,
group.
Yeah, he was. Okay, he so was that, counts. That counts.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. I made a list that's going to change depending on the answer to this question. Are we talking about 7 artists we want to spend a day listening with or living with?
Like hanging out with.
She said it was listening at first, but I guess it's hanging out now.
Bro, I made my list based on listening. I may stick to that.
Oh, yeah. No, that's fine. We should actually do that because I don't really...
No, you can do your living with list. If you got a list ready, do it. Who cares?
I don't really have one ready. It was like an impromptu thought that popped in my head.
You sure?
Yeah. So if you... Each day of the week, if you had to pick a band or musician to listen to all day, each day, who would it be?
I've got it. Okay, so this was partially easy for me because I have what's called the Fab Five. If you guys don't know these artists, I definitely recommend looking them up on YouTube or Spotify or whatever. But this is the Fab Five, the 5 greatest artists ever. Britney Spears,
yes.
Cher, Celine Dion, Madonna,
yes.
And then Mariah Carey are my 5 favorites. And then, so all I had to do was come up with 2 extras. I actually doubt anyone in this room or on this podcast knows this person. Her name's Dionne Warwick. And then the other one I'd pick is Faith Hill.
I love Faith Hill.
Yeah. Do you guys know Dionne Warwick?
I feel like I've heard the name. I might have to look her up real quick.
Yeah, she... I doubt y'all would like her music, but she's an older singer from the 70s, 80s.
I love me some 80s music.
You want to try one of hers?
Yeah.
Okay. Literally, I'm not just saying this for the podcast. If we get 30 seconds into this and this type of music makes you want to vomit, I completely understand. It's D.I.O.
Oh, so I was wrong.
No, it's okay. I don't even care, but I know that it'll show Deanna Carter, who's a country singer. They'll probably get, which I like a couple of hers, but...
Is it N?
N-N. E. And after you type that and search, the song will come up. She's had a lot of hits over the years, but I know my favorite one will show up, and it is that, sir. Give me that for a second. Yeah, that sounded like a really intense band.
I've heard this before.
No way.
I've heard it on a movie, I think.
Bridesmaids.
Yes!
Where they were arguing over the microphone.
Yes!
Oh. And it's a beautiful song.
I've heard it somewhere else before, too.
This is quite different than Nine Inch Nails, as I'm figuring out.
Quite.
Look at the cat. She just majestically came out of the window.
Right. Who knows? I wouldn't use majestically. Maybe demonically.
Right.
There's three guests on this song. I know you guys know these folks. Yes. Elton John, yes. Gladys Knight, and Stevie Wonder.
Praise.
This was a charity song for, you're never going to guess, HIV/AIDS, which was ignored by the people in charge of the government at the time. And so this song was a relief effort for AIDS.
Wow. Learn something new every day.
Always mommy. For sure.
Yes.
That's what friends are for. Yep. Man, I can't believe you heard this. This is crazy.
Yes. I feel like I've heard it like in a car. I don't know whose car, but I've heard it in
your grandmother's.
Probably.
That's where I learned about good music and good interior design. So who else has got a list of who you're going to spend with for 7 days?
I do. What's Nine that? Inch Nails.
Yes.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yes.
Eminem.
No. I'm out.
Jane's Addiction.
Okay.
Luke Combs.
Okay.
G-Eazy.
Yep, I'm in.
And The Doors / Jim Morrison.
He creeps me out. I watched the movie The Doors and everything.
All I ever see of him is a black and white picture. Yeah. After this song, can you play a song by Jim Morrison? Because I see the picture.
Yeah, he's creepy.
But I never see any, but I never hear any songs. So I want to know if he's any good.
Yeah, we will. We'll play.
It's a song. It's a little out there.
Yeah, I'm telling you, when I watched The Doors, it's when I had just started smoking back in the day, you know, because everybody has smoked back in the day.
Oh, right.
So, I'm in high school. Jacob has, you know, we smoked. And he's like, let's watch The Doors. Worst decision I ever made. Ever since then, something about that man creeps me out. I don't know what it is. Maybe I was just tripping out. Because, yeah, that wasn't really something of the norm. So, maybe I was just too trippy. I don't know. Back in high school, you know, the good old days. Before you really had any real worries. But I would never go back to school. I hated it.
Oh, yeah, I like my adult life better. I'm much more secure in who I am.
Right. Now, my list. So, we are okay with saying Mark Wahlberg, because technically he had a music group.
That you didn't know about until now.
No, I did.
But yes.
Mark and the Funky Bunch.
There's somebody did some Googling.
No, girl. I got his songs on my playlist. Good Vibrations.
Look, I don't blame you for that decision at all. He's on that other context.
Yeah.
For sure.
And see, I wasn't prepared, so I don't have a good list going. G-Eazy. For obvious reasons.
We're still on the lip with her.
I don't know. If it's a living list, I get Jonas Brothers. Oh, yeah, Nick Jonas is pretty good.
Don't forget about Joe.
Oh, Joe was my favorite.
On Camp Rock?
Yes.
Coming out of that pool with those red swimming trunks.
He's so tan.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it. Remember when Nick Jonas was a nerd?
Mm-hmm.
I don't. Can't relate.
I want to hear this group, this guy. What was his name?
Jim Morrison and The Doors.
The Doors.
The Doors.
Yeah.
How do you go back?
Hit blast on the remote. Did they drop my snacks off?
I ordered dessert, everybody. They've been out here for a minute. So, I ordered some dessert from Papa John's. This is not sponsored, so don't think it is. We're not that big. We got this cookie in a pan that's freshly baked and warm still. Looks gooey on the inside. Then we got cinnamon roll pull apart bread. Shit looks good. And then we got double chocolate chunk brownies. So you want to talk about me buying treats and then you want them all of a sudden. I see you, Jacob. I see you. Oh yeah, that's fresh. Alright, so Dev is looking up the doors, everybody.
Yeah, I know they're super popular. I'm pumped about this. We'll see how it goes.
You know, and what you could do is tell us some of your favorite songs or least favorite songs. Yeah, he's weird. This guy is really weird. Light My Fire, you'll know that song.
I'll give him two chances. We'll see if I like him. I'm Simon Cowell over here. You got two songs, Doors.
What would everybody like? Bitch, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the cat, everybody. Me and her have a love-hate relationship. Mostly hate, but I would never harm her. I don't think. Thank you, Papa John's. Thank you so much for bringing me dessert. Sorry for that long pause. You know, I'm just enjoying these desserts. Devin, what do you think of the Doors so far?
Not bad. It just sounds like 60s rock. It just sounds like the Rolling Stones or the Beatles or some shit. Like it's not bad. It's just all the same as them.
I feel like this sounds like music people used to do drugs to.
Well, I hope not, because I don't want to be associated with that, but good music is good music, I guess.
Yeah, like, I just really feel like this is what people would do drugs to back in, like, the 70s. Psychedelics.
Yes.
Not weed, like, oh, psychedelics.
God.
Like I said, when I was in high school, I smoked probably for, like, my second time. And then Jacob's like, let's watch the Doors. We did. It's probably why I didn't really like to smoke. Because that movie tripped me out.
I was never brave enough to do it. Scared to death.
Yeah. Man.
Dad is in law enforcement.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha. I was just terrified, and I did not. I hated it. I told Jacob, because Jacob was a frequent smoker. And I told him if he did not quit, I was going to break up with him. So he quit. And then I just turned 18. And he's like, do you want to try it? I was like, not really. But he convinced me. Here we are. I watched the Doors with him, tripped out. Was never really that interested in it again. Maybe I got too tripped out. I don't know. These desserts are so good.
The cookie pie piece was good.
Yeah, you should eat some of these cinnamon pull-aparts. That's what's up. That's going to be breakfast tomorrow.
Five from each genre?
Yeah, your top five.
Okay, we might need some like Jeopardy writing down answer time here. Maybe it'd be a good time for a plug.
For a what?
A plug. You plug shit on here.
A what?
A plug.
A plug?
Advertisement.
Oh, okay. You mean a commercial.
Jesus, get a thesaurus. Nah, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I mean a commercial.
Alright guys, we'll be right back. Let's reminisce and remember Hillary Duff, because she's always been the best.
My first CD.
I literally have always been obsessed with her. Lizzie McGuire started it for me.
All wrapped up in
Do you remember the Lizzie McGuire movie?
Yes.
Do you remember the principal?
Yep.
Short lady, short black hair.
Yep.
Loud mouth. That is Lois.
It is. I can hear the voice now that you say that.
Lois.
Wow.
Now, Hilary Duff looks great in this video, and it was a little bit more of a mature sound, more dance than pop rock, and I loved it.
I know, I loved this one. This was my MySpace song, because that's Kellan Lutz, and I was obsessed with him.
Wasn't he from Twilight?
Yes.
Looks better in this video than he did in Twilight.
He used to be my obsession, too.
Yeah, he's a handsome guy.
My sister, the one that you met, she actually ripped his picture out of the school magazine for me, out of the library. She was in there for study hall, ripped it out, and said, my sister would like this, and gave it to me. I hung it up in my locker. Ooh, cute shoes.
Yeah. Bro, I guarantee you he do.
Yeah, Hilary Duff. I don't think I've heard one of her songs that I don't like.
No. I agree. Other favorite for me would be Wake Up.
Yeah. And she is still, like, I follow her on Instagram, and she's still living life, dude. And I think she might be one of the only celebrities or musicians that hasn't gone crazy or had a crazy moment. And if she has, she hasn't.
No.
It's not known.
No. Her arch rival, who is another one of my first CDs, had so many problems, and she never did.
Right.
Lindsay Lohan could never stay out of trouble.
No.
But Hilary Duff never seemed to be in any trouble. But Lindsay Lohan's a better actress than Hilary Duff.
You think so?
Yes. Hilary Duff's only ever played Hilary Duff. Lindsay Lohan can do a serious movie.
Yeah.
But let her problems get in the way of having a better career.
Right. Great song.
Mm-hmm.
Good music video, too. Yeah. I remember. I used to watch this video all the time. Back in the MySpace days.
Mm-hmm.
I put it on my MySpace page, actually. The video. Great song.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what's next. We'll have to see. Yep, this is a good one.
Stranger was a good one, too.
I like it. I like her hair dark. I like it better blonde, but I think she looks good with dark hair.
Yeah, she's one of them ones that can do both.
Yep. She's so pretty. Have you seen the movie Material Girls with her and her sister?
I liked that one, too.
I love that movie.
Yes.
But I feel like a lot of musicians have been in a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know, but I really like her in all the movies that I've seen anyways. I don't think I've seen a bad one. Not yet. Now, do you remember Ashley Simpson?
Yeah. I liked Jessica Simpson a lot more, but I liked a few of Ashley Simpson's songs.
Yeah.
Pieces of Me, La La.
Love La La.
L-O-V-E.
Like that one, too. Now, like, would you consider yourself more like Backstreet Boys or NSYNC?
I like them about equally. It always puzzled me that people had such a rivalry about it, because honestly,
NSYNC.
I think pretty much they sing the same type of music. So I don't know how you could...
NSYNC is the best.
...like one a lot and the other one not as much, because I think it's basically the same.
You remember 98 Degrees? With Nick Lachey and
course,
his brother?
Of course, I said I love Jessica Simpson, so I know 98 Degrees. And I thought they were good, too.
Mm-hmm. You remember that show, Newlyweds?
Absolutely.
I love that show.
I was a Jessica Simpson mega fan. I thought she was great. I'm going to play one of hers too later. But yeah, I like Jessica Simpson and Ashley Simpson, even though they were totally different types.
Right. Didn't No, I know, obviously, Britney Spears did music, and I don't know, was she in a movie?
Crossroads.
Yes, that's it.
And I liked that one.
And, you know...
And I was surprised. It was a hit movie. It made a lot of money, and she never did one again.
It must be the alcohol, because that's one of my favorite movies. I even said it last episode, and I'm like, was she ever in any movies? No.
I don't understand why she didn't do more, because Crossroads was a really popular movie.
And honestly, I think my question that I meant to say was, did Jamie Spears do any movie or do any songs? Because I know that she's an actress, but I didn't know if she
did had Jamie sang. Lynn Spears do any songs?
Did she?
I think I know one.
Ooh.
I know you see me standing here. Guess who wrote it? Britney.
Wow, you're Britney right. That is her. Wow.
And I thought that was a great theme song.
Yeah, I love that show.
Yeah.
I'd still watch it. Honestly, yeah. It's still on the Splat or whatever it's called. And I watch it. And all of that. But yeah, I love Britney Spears. Did you hear that she gets to speak for the first time in 20
Absolutely,
years?
And I'll be looking. You know, it's interesting. People are acting like this documentary covered it. I've known about this since 2008. It was on her documentary on her Circus album.
Yep.
This conservatorship's been going on a long time. But I'll say to people that are anxious, I'm a big watcher of The View, and one of the new columnists, Sunny Austin, she is a lawyer, and so she usually gives the legal updates. They asked Sunny Austin, well, in your experience, Sunny asked a lawyer when she was researching the show. Sunny said, in your experience, how long does it take to get out of a conservatorship? Which is the arrangement that Britney's in. And the lawyer said, I've never seen a conservatorship end.
Wow.
Meaning, this is now, that being said, these are extraordinary circumstances. This woman has demonstrated she can make millions of dollars off of music and business. So maybe that will sway the court to show. Because let's be honest, I'm not trying to stereotype. Most people under a conservatorship are financially strapped. Their addiction, their mental issues, what have you, have prevented them from making a living of their own.
Right.
That's why their parents control their finances. Britney has shown she can make millions of dollars. And her breakdown was 14 years ago. Maybe she'll get out of it.
Yeah.
There's her arch rival right there.
Hey.
This is one of my first CDs too.
Lindsay Lohan.
Similar type of music, but her music's a little grittier.
Yeah.
It's a little harder.
I think I like Hilary Duff better.
I think she had better songs, but I thought Lindsay was more interesting.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever really been a big Lindsay fan.
Even movies, Mean Girls, Freaky Friday.
I do like Mean Girls, and I like Parent Trap. I don't know what it is. It was before all of her scandals, even. I just have never really been a big... I'm not saying she's terrible. Sorry for the pause. I was just trying to think of...
I loved both of them. I started listening to them around the same time, and I kind of followed them throughout. But Hilary Duff had better individual songs, I would agree.
Yeah. Now, what is a musician back from, like, well, we'll say early 2000s that you did not like?
You asking me first?
Yes.
This might get me killed more. Doesn't she look good, though?
She does
look I would good. Say looking good. But yes, this is going to get me killed almost as much as the Johnny Cash thing. I don't like Eminem, and I'll admit that part of the reason is I don't like rap in general. Let me tell you a few key things. One, he's a little too excessive with the F word, and I'm not talking about the word that rhymes with duck. I don't know why you need to be beating up on us when I know you're an ally to the community, and I don't understand why you're still using that word.
Right.
One. Number two, your music is violent. No, I am not trying to cancel anybody. You can put out whatever music you want to, free speech, I'm all for it. Why are you talking about tying people to bed and burning a house down and beating people up?
Right.
Especially a woman who was beat by somebody. I'm not down with you. You're angry all the time. And I can't figure out what you're angry about. But despite my disagreements, so that I want you all to remember, I'm saying the three artists I mentioned are the Creedence Clearwater, Elvis, and Johnny Cash, super popular. Don't let me misdirect you. This artist also Eminem. He's the best-selling male artist of the 2000s. I don't get it.
I mean, there's a couple of his songs that I'm like, okay. But I'm not... Like, Jacob told me one time, and honestly, I could have died laughing. Jacob proceeds to tell me one day that Eminem is the greatest rapper of all time.
False. He might be. False. I'm not a rap guy. I'll defer to you. He's I don't not, like rap.
Though. He's not, though. He is not. You know, I don't... Like some of, like I said, some of songs I can, but I think that's with any artist that you don't like. You're going to find a song or two that you like. Taylor Swift, hater, but there's a couple of her songs that I like, and I'm going to play one right now.
I'm feeling 22.
No, not that one.
I go back to December all the time, Taylor Lautner.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry for the long pause, guys. My Spotify is not working. So now I am on YouTube and I have to type everything out. So there's that. I'm finding this Taylor Swift song that I really do like. Honestly, it's a song that I can listen to and it'll pump me up. You might even like this song, Devin.
I like a handful of Taylor Swift songs. A handful, probably about 10 to 12 that I've got on my iPod.
Right.
Still use my iPod. I like a few of hers.
Let's see. Here we go. You might even know it.
I haven't heard this one. I've heard a few off. I like Wildest Dreams off this album.
Oh, yes. Love that song, too. That's the
only
one.
Man, you ain't so much of a hater after all.
That's the other song of hers that I like. Trains that just aren't coming. We show off our different scarlet letters. Trust me, mine is better. So you're calling yourself a whore? Okay, cool. So yeah, we're on the road to ruin. We're playing dumb. We know exactly what we're doing. We cry tears of mascara in the bathroom. Honey, life is just a classroom.
Not bad.
I don't know what it is about her. I just hate her, dude. She just makes me cringe, but this song will pump me up. We sing it proudly. I used, when I worked at the car shop, this is a song I would listen to in the morning when I was getting ready for work.
No, I actually like this one. Again, I'm kind of interesting because people seem to be either love or hater, and I'm just kind of in the middle. I like a few of her songs, and another few I don't, but I don't think she's like the greatest thing in the world.
Did you ever see the show Double Shot at Love with Tila Tequila?
No.
Do you know who Tila Tequila is?
Yeah.
Okay, you know that she has songs.
Yep.
Have you heard?
I love you.
Yes!
I love you. I love you. Oh, give me what I need. No, I definitely, all of my stripper friends.
All my ex-boyfriends.
Oh, I got more embarrassing than that. I got even more embarrassing than that. Are we on YouTube?
Yeah, let's get it.
No, we'll finish. I actually like this. Guys, I'm going to pee outside again. It's on private residence, not public property. And then I'm going to enter my second CD, which is the most embarrassing artist, even after Tila Tequila, Taylor Swift, Lindsay Lohan, Hillary Duff, and all these other people. I'm going to beat Heather. One second.
All right, guys, we're actually going to take a commercial break real quick, and we'll be right back. All right, guys, we are back, and Devin said that he has something to show us, and I am to close my eyes, so I'm curious.
Okay.
Here we go.
Guys, this is a music act even more embarrassing than any of the not-so-vocally-strong guilty pleasures we just went through, Taylor Swift, Lindsay Lohan, Hillary Duff. This was my second CD after Hillary Duff. This person... inspires a lot of hatred. I bet most of you won't like her, so I won't say who this is by.
Is this why I'm supposed to close my eyes? Because she's hated?
Yeah, and I just, because this person is so hated that I want you to listen to the song. And if, Heather, if this is the worst song you have ever heard, I want you to say, yeah, Devin, this is terrible. Believe it or not, this was a gold certified hit. This was number 18 on the Billboard Hot 100 in my second CD. The song is called Stars Are Blind.
I love that song.
It was great.
Yes.
Crank it up.
Yes.
This... She wasn't as bad a singer as I thought she would be.
No, I love this song. Oh, that won't turn it up here. That's just for cable. I don't mind.
Look, is she trashy? Yes. Do I think she's Celine Dion? No. But I thought this was good.
Yeah, I like this song. She did a lot of good songs.
You're kidding.
She has a lot of good songs.
We'll listen to another one. No, and look, I'm not saying she's a genius, but I didn't think her voice was bad at all.
No. Do I think she wrote this on her own? No.
I do know she co-wrote it. Every time I play this, you know what my friends say? I say, hey, guys, who's this? You know who they say? This sounds like Gwen.
Yes.
And I go, no, this is Paris Hilton. And they go, no, bro. I said, yes, it is. Us gays and teenage girls know this, that we're teenage girls in the 2000s. This is Paris Hilton. My friends are like, bro, I can't believe she could do a decent song.
We can make it nice and naughty. Be a devil or an angel too. Got a heart and soul and body. Let's see what this love can do. Maybe I'm perfect for you.
Oh my God, Heather, I can't believe this. Yes. You like Paris Hilton too.
Yes. Ask Jacob, there's like times.
Isn't she good? Yeah.
Look, he knows I play a lot of her songs and he's like, really?
I like her too.
Yeah.
When I heard she was doing a CD, I laughed. I said, well, she's gonna sound terrible. But right. I was like, damn, she's actually okay.
Right. So, did you ever watch her and Nicole Richie's show, Simple Life?
Have the whole season. God, I love you. I love
yes.
you. I have the whole show on DVD. I loved Paris Hilton in school. I had her book, her CD, her perfume, her scarves, her everything. I loved Paris Hilton in high school.
Yes. So, okay. It was only one season, right? That they did because they had a falling out, or did they do multiple seasons? I felt like they did two seasons, maybe. Just
6 or 7.
Devin, I didn't get to see all of them. That was my favorite
show. Simple Life was a hit. It went on for 7 seasons.
No way, I did see it. I did. The where I left off is where they went to family houses and they were acting like moms.
Yeah.
Was that the last season?
Yeah.
Okay, yep, then I've
my
seen
my mom assumed that the reason I liked Paris Hilton was it was her sex tape. This is not factual. But I loved her, and I was like, she's great.
I love her, yeah.
Yeah, and I went into watching this music video assuming she would be a joke.
I thought her and Nikki were hilarious.
Yeah! Trying to do real people shit?
Yeah, like work at Sonic on roller skates.
Yeah.
Come on, get real. Working on a farm? Hilarious. Not for you and I. We could do those things.
Right.
You. Remember whenever that family they stayed with and he told them that they couldn't leave for the weekend and they did anyways?
Right.
She was like, we're adults. Yeah, great song.
Oh my God. Since you like her, I'm going to do one more. And actually, this video is real sweet.
Absolutely.
I can't.
Is it the one about the boy that has a crush on her?
Oh my God, Heather, I'm dying right now. I can't believe you literally know Paris Hilton's music.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's great. You know, she did a song with Lil Wayne, too.
Yes, yeah, she did.
Oh my God, you are...
Yes. Yes.
We're the only two Paris Hilton fans in the world.
I know.
Well, actually, not really. She had a couple hit songs, so other people were listening, too.
Well, yeah. Yeah, we're on YouTube. We got ads. I'm sorry. But yes, I remember this song, and it takes him from his childhood up to a teenage years. Yes. This is him. This is the song. Great song. Great song. Video starts out, he's getting bullied, you know. Typical high school things. Although I can say I never was bullied. Yes. I don't know. Devin had to step out, but I'll tell you guys that Devin, I think my thing with this is it creeps me out that she's like all over him. But yes, this is a good song. So yeah, I agree. However, guys, we are coming to an end here. So let me go ahead and say thank you so much for hanging out and hitting all the music topics with us. We've had so much fun. I hope you guys did too. We will definitely talk to you guys next time.
See y'all later.
Okay, love you. Bye.